I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Tess Young. She is a dancer, an organizer of all kinds of things, a former bodybuilder, and she's here to tell us about an event that is happening this Saturday, the 10th of November at 7:30 at the Scottish Rite Temple. It's called Sacred and Sensuous, and it is a benefit for Burmese orphans.
Yes.
Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks for having me, Mary
my
Charlotte.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Now, how did you, first of all, get involved in the nation of Burma and helping the children there?
Yeah, you know, I had an opportunity to travel in 2008. I took a little break from nonstop working and studying and pursuing my career as a bodybuilder and TV person and theater, and I've done a lot of things, and you know, I just look at my life and I'm like, man, I need to take a break. And then timing was impeccable, and my husband, who I met in 2007, have traveled to Asia for over 35 years. He knew a lot about Asia, and I always had this curiosity about it but never been to. And I'm from South Korea. I don't know much about Southeast Asia. I only hear about it. I had a particular interest in Burma because of their political condition. You know, they're totalitarian, their junta. And my mother is from North Korea. She escaped when she was very young. Due to it, she lost her brother and parents early. So I hear all these stories. And then I hear about Aung San Suu Kyi. And then it's like, I need to go there. I need to see this country, what's going on. And then I read a book called The Voice of Hope by Alan Clement, who is a friend. He's been a monk in Burma for about 9 years. And I saw Burma Vijay. You know, I cry. It hurt me very deeply, that documentary. But there was some urgency inside of me that I have to see this country. We were very, very fortunate. Our friend Alan Clement said, we can connect you to meet the lady, Aung San Suu Kyi.
So you met her?
We met her in her home. We were invited, 54 University Avenue in Rangoon. There were two military cars in sunglasses sitting in the car, watching every activity around her house. So they even saw us going in. Last year, we tried to go again. I couldn't go in. Maybe our name's on the list now. Who knows? You know, they know everyone who sees Aung San Suu Kyi, basically.
And so what was it like to meet her, and what did you talk about?
You know, it's funny because me and my husband, like, oh, what should we ask? You know, like, we talked about, oh, you know, we were so nervous to meet, you know, the great beings, like meeting Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King or Gandhi. I never met any of them, but I have a chance to meet Aung San Suu Kyi, national hero. So we thought about what we're going to ask, but actually when we got there, she had a little dog start humping me. So it broke the ice immediately. And then we forgot about what we're going to ask. And then we walked in, and then all National League of Democracy people were there greeting us, and we met Aung San Suu Kyi. And then, you know, just very, like, she was like a lady next door. Very warm and, you know, friendly, but very dignified and upright kind of posture. So we sat down, and we just talked about how it has been for her, being house detention, and we asked a few questions, but she was very careful because they are recording. Actually, military junta can hear everything we talk about in that room.
Right.
So she was very selective in her words, and then we immediately said, okay, we're not going to ask anything that will put her in a difficult situation. So, you know, we talked about her family, and then I talked about her daily routine, you know, how her day's like. And she said, oh, you know, I get up at 4:30, I exercise for 1 hour, and then I listen to BBC, and then I eat my breakfast. You know, kind of like real casual, normal conversation. And then we asked her, how can we serve you? Because my husband has a lot of friends who's doing a lot of philanthropic work, activist work. So we wanted to know, what is she needing? And she said to us, help our children. They need help.
What kind of help did she mean?
You know, she said that she would love her young adult to able to experience democracy because they have this pro-democracy movement. But all these kids, young kids that are following her and National League of Democracy members, they never experienced them. So they just know in theories, whereas she experienced it in England.
She experienced democracy, and she wants them to. So yeah. Then what did you do after that? What did you decide to do next?
So, you know, after that, you know, we came back, and, you know, we try to actually pulse some friends that who can have a college program. My husband was trying to, you know, work on that, you know, if we can bring some Burmese kids and put it in the schools. And, you know, there was one area he tried to work on, but it was very difficult. Really, it was very difficult to do. And then my part was, I went to orphanages in Burma. And then I look at these little kids, and then a lot of them lost parents due to military conflict, force against their family. A lot of them, their parents went to jail and got killed. Or, you know, their tribal fighting.
Right.
They kill each other. They lost a lot of parents, a lot of kids.
And this is something you resonated to because your mother was in that position.
And that too, and it's just when you see it, how can you not? You're there. You see this kid, Hill tribal, Pa'o tribal children. They're so beautiful and they're so naive and they need so much help. And then, of course, is my mother is from North Korea. She lost her parents. And, you know, I have that precondition, you know, hearing about North Korea most of my life, growing up in 18 years in South Korea. So there is that resonance too. But I think it's beyond that. I think I just felt it in my gut. It's like, if I can do something to help these kids, I want to do that.
And so now you are doing an event, Sacred and Sensuous, which is a sacred dance and music concert to benefit orphans of the world. Every penny of it goes to benefit these orphans.
Yes.
in Burma.
Yes, Burma, and also some Tibetan refugee children also, because okay. I happen to travel there, and I'm helping one monastery, one nunnery in Lomantang. There's Upper Mustang, northeastern side of Nepal, on Tibetan plateau. So there are about 200 children who are needing help. I met all the village people. I went to daycare center, school, so I like to help them also. And because I was in Nepal, Kathmandu, I went to this another orphanage called Child Haven International that is run by Mahatma Gandhi's philosophy. So I'm actually helping about right now three orphanages and then some Tibetan refugee children who need help. And I'm in New Mexico, so I have to help some good work in New Mexico, too.
So meanwhile, you're doing this concert, and you've gathered together so many different artists.
Yeah.
Tell us about the kind of things that people can expect. I mean, there's a lot of different events within this concert.
Yeah.
Different kinds of dance.
Yes.
From Middle Eastern dance, and
yeah.
You're going to be performing
Korean fusion, sacred
yeah.
dance. Yes. The reason why I wanted to do it this way, to give people taste of, you know, all different sacred practice. You know, when I look at this lined up, I don't look at them as entertainers. They are sacred practitioner. They have their practice in their body. They've been doing it for a long time. This is how they keep their heart nice and soft, the spirit light. So I wanted to show people there are this kind of different kind of entertainment. So first one is me. Second one is a sultana dancer. Third one is very interesting, satori hoop flow. So these two girls gonna do hula hoop, and they're gonna connect towards the source that's higher than them. That's their practice with a live harp, drum and piano, all live. Next vignette is our oldest dancer, Betty Robinson. She's 76 years old, and you will just enjoy her storytelling through her movement. And next one is Echo, contemporary dancers. They dance at Lenzik with Robert Wood. They just finished performing.
Oh.
They do beautiful vignette. Heather McDonald, she's one of the best tribal belly dancers of New Mexico. She'll do her solo. And next one is contortionist, Laura.
Ah, yeah.
You've seen her.
I've heard about her, yes.
Yes, she is just so beautiful. So she will do her solo called Mused, this title. Consuela Luz.
Musician,
yeah.
Songwriter.
Yeah. She's doing sacral sounding, second chakra healing sound. with Lara Bach. She's a yoga dancer. She's a yoga dance, yoga teacher. And next one is Harvest Moon. It's kind of more live piano and interpretive dance. And on.
Yeah, lots of different kinds of dance. Now, you've lived in New Mexico just a few years.
Let's see. I moved here in 2010. July, we came here to visit.
Right. And then you stayed here. Now, are you doing dance here? Are you studying? Are you teaching?
You know, I have private clients, and I'm new in town, so I like to be a student. So I've been taking circus performance with Wise Fool. I go to People Moving Dance, do modern dance there. I'm studying right now belly dance with the Sultana dancers. So I'm tapping into all different classes to see who's teaching. Before I teach, I like to just be a student for a while.
So this sacred dance and music concert benefiting orphans of the world is called Sacred and Sensuous. You can find out more information by going to sacredsensuous.com. And it is Saturday, the 10th of November, at 7:30 in the evening at the Scottish Rite Temple. For those who don't know what that is, it's the big pink building on Paseo. Tess Young, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Yeah, and then also we have a free hors d'oeuvre. Don't forget that. Silent auction.
Yes.
And
hors d'oeuvres and silent auction.
And I'm showing my documentary from 2008 to 2011.
So should people get there earlier than 7:30?
No, 7:30 is good because 7:30 to 8:15 people mingle and you know, silent auction, and the show starts like 10:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tess Young, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary Charlotte.